This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
We're talking cricket today. It's a Friday. Yeah.
Oh, it's the podium. And you know how we do it every Friday. We take the second hour to make sure that we get into sports. We talk to people who are in the sport fraternity in different sporting codes. And today we have a man who's affectionately known as Coach X, who's very much passionate and driven by cricket. He's a cricket professional, you know, and he currently serves as the strength and conditioning coach for the Limpopo Impala's cricket team, playing a very important role in the success of the second division T20 champions in the 2023-2024 season. We're talking about husband, father, strength conditioning coach, CSA level 2 accredited professional.
The list just goes on and on.
Kwane Shongwe is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Yo, I'm good. I'm good, first of all. First time on radio, nervous. But
first time
I got this.
Your first time on radio?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm finding that a bit strange for someone who, with all your accolades and the work that you've done, so you've never done this before.
You know, sometimes people tend to be tall private.
Yeah.
I'm just stepping out of my comfort zone. That's it.
Well, we love it. We love it. And you are stepping out of your comfort zone with the right team. We are happy to be the first team to do this with you. So welcome to radio. Kwane, before we get into the conversation, maybe let's just, you know, warm things up a little bit and just a bit about yourself in terms of, we explained the accolades and everything, but you as a person, as a human being, what are you all about?
Yo, definitely not focused a lot on cricket.
Okay.
I love fashion, I love shoes.
Ah.
I love family. So
okay.
That's me. When you see me, that's that. And then outside that, then there comes cricket.
All right.
I love my family a lot. I've got a baby.
How old?
4 years.
Oh, 4 years. A girl or a boy?
A girl.
Isn't the truth what they say about girl dads?
Yep,
that
sure.
The girls will have you wrapped around their little fingers.
Mm. And I think it just comes natural. It's in the system. We just figure it out as it goes. Yeah, but I just, yeah.
All right, we're in studio this morning with cricketer and strength training coach for the Limpopo Impalas, and that is Kolani Shongwe. So he's a cricketer and strength training coach for the Limpopo Impalas. He's joining us in studio this morning. We get to know more about what he does and, you know, who he does it for and all of that. As far as we understand, you know, in terms of the information that he shared with us, he is a CSA Level 2 accredited coach and committed to athletes, developing athletes both physically and mentally and helping them reach their peak performance on and off the field. Coach, you were telling me off the field when I was asking you, just having a bit of a chat, you know, about whether you're a morning person or not. You're like, listen, I'm a morning person. You can't be an athlete and not be a morning person. So when it comes to you developing these athletes, you know, what is very important for you?
I think character.
Okay.
Character in the athletes is the most, it speaks volume.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, and then you can work from a personal perspective after that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, character can really create a lot of ease in every programs that you set and all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I look for that.
Mm-hmm. So in a way, it's true what they say, that talent is not always enough. That you can be as talented as you want, but if there's that character problem, you can be a bit problematic.
Yeah, one coach once mentioned that it's easy to get an athlete off or just finish an athlete's career by just saying he's got bad character.
All right.
And that's it.
All right.
No one's going to ask you what.
All right. Coach, we have so many sporting coaches, you know, in the world, but you went for cricket.
Ooh.
Let's talk about your love for cricket. Where does it stem from?
That's a beautiful question for me.
Yeah.
Firstly, cricket was introduced by my mom to me. She liked it. I never knew what it was. And then from then on, she bought the kit.
Mm.
My first kit, my mom bought it for me.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then joined the cricket club.
Mm.
And then history from then for me. But it wasn't my first peak. I loved athletics.
Mm.
Yeah, I was a good, at school. At school level, I was a good 200 meter triple jump and high jump player. That's where I was. And then gradually I moved to cricket because of my mom loved that.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So you weren't surprised when you got there. Yeah, you are performing as an athlete and then you get into cricket and then you realize, man, what did you realize? I love it or I'm good at it? What did you realize?
Oh, first of all, I think for any cricketer will commend this. When you start as a young black cricketer, it's the traveling. It's the traveling that you get to do club-wise.
Mm.
You have to play around 40 minutes drive, different teams, and that would be, that was the hook for me. Then I can get to travel every weekend.
No chores.
Yeah.
You get to escape chores. But you know, when you bring in the issue of traveling, can you look at there's this conversation that has been going on in the country about access for black players into cricket. And I don't know, when you talk about the traveling, is it because of, you know, the places where you had to play, they were just too far off, or it was the competitions you were going to? But maybe let's start with you. For you, how was it difficult to find yourself in that space and to access the space? And what have you noticed about other black players around you?
I don't think the traveling was a bit of a problem.
Okay.
I think because CSA has structures for that, club structures, where players, when they play, let's say Polokwane or Limpopo is a big province.
Mm-hmm.
You find that when you have to travel for a club game, you can travel for 50 minutes or to an hour.
Mm.
Where I'm basically from Springs, the east wind, our furthest game is like 30 minutes. So the dynamics are different. But for us, Create South Africa provides systems that will help with the traveling and all of those nitty-gritty. So traveling experience is not financially,
draining.
Yeah. It's not draining for the families and stuff. But obviously, now that the big issue would be kit.
All right.
Would be, for a black child, would be kit and having to be part of an expensive spot.
Yeah, those are the barriers to entry. Because I'm thinking, if you're a black mom in a township, now you have to think about cricket. Add that to part of your groceries. I can imagine how difficult that can be.
Yeah, it's very difficult. I should promise you that.
But, you know, what can you say to parents then who have their kids who are interested in cricket? You know, what can you say to them? Maybe to prepare them about the sport or the kind of support they can offer their children.
I think in any sport, not just cricket, in any sport, just show interest, learn about the sport, know what the sport is about. And as a parent, it's easy now for you to grow their child into understanding what they need as part of support as a parent. Mm. Then when you understand the sport, then you know exactly what to get for your kid, exactly what your kid needs to eat, and even get your, what's this, personal trainers involved or your private coaching involved. Because that's the big difference with black players. They don't have private coaching. And then you find that at age group cricket, we par with any age group. I don't want to touch on race, but you're par, and then there's just a growth spurt after that. The difference is in private coaching and one-on-ones.
Yeah. Okay, so maybe before we even let you go for today, let's be a little bit, just you, and you are more into the sport and everything. What do you do for fun, coach?
Yo, I train.
You?
I'm at the gym. Like,
all right.
Yeah, it's different though. It's different. Yeah.
So that's when you're not like practice or like doing your sport thing, and you just in the gym.
Yeah, I'm in the gym.
That's what you call fun.
For me now, right? Yeah. That's what I call fun.
That's you're a real athlete, like through and through. You're a real athlete. But then, coach, thank you so much for coming through. I appreciate your time, and also I appreciate the work that you get to do for cricket in the province. I think that's quite commendable. May we see more young black players come up in the space of cricket. And thank you for coming through and talking to us.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
That's the cricketer and strength training coach for the Limpopo Impala, Xolani Shongwe.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.